Hello, beautiful people around the world. Namaste, my beautiful people. Now, thank you for showing up. Thank you, me, for showing up, right? Thank you all for showing up. Now, the little throat chakra, huh? It's been a long time that I have posted a podcast, but there was so many inner work that I was doing, a lot of realization. And you know, the things, when you're awakened, it just does not stop. It's infinite. But I am in a place right now that I feel more at peace. I feel more balanced. And I have the element of air here and Mother Gaia here giving us that confirmation and saying, yes, we do feel that. We know that it is. And it feels good. It feels good enough for me to show up and let you guys know where we are at. And the realizations, you know, when things become challenging for us, right? Because these challenges or these blockages that we are seeing, they're within ourselves, right? And that's that inner work that we have to do, that we must see and must accept and must confront it, right? And transmute that energy. And you have to really now know, and I think I have said this before, is that they're a lot longer. It's a longer process. And the reason why is because these are things that we dare not to look into, right? Is part of ourselves that we do not want to see. But the thing is really appreciating this connection that has been gifted to you from God, from the universe, from ourselves, right? That is like, oh my goodness. And if things seem too challenging, it is to just surrender this. And we have all, we have like the little finches here. They're so cute. So cute. A message from God. But is kind of just surrender and give it to God. And when I do that, because visualization for me is like what needs to happen for you to transmute this energy and be able to move through your journey. So when I surrender, visualize, have you ever seen like the footsteps, the footprints on the sand, right? And there's only, instead of four, right, like you in God, there's only two. And the message there says, you know, I carried you through your hardest times. So that's where you know it's like, okay, I need some assistance here. And truly be honest. And that's one of the things we have the element of air here confirming that. We have really, brutally be honest. And even with God, even though God sees all, the universe sees everything. But we as humans still don't feel comfortable enough to really express our true self, right? But we're getting there, and you know, little by little. And we see this because our heart expands. You have some kind of, like right now, I feel this chakra expansion. It feels some pressure in here. And so it is really being able to kind of get it out and be truthful to the divine, right? And that will, it will get you from this heartache, this confusion, this cycle that you're going round and round and round. The other thing that I wanted to say was, also things are going to come up, like I said, blockages, situations, and kind of test you out. And one of them is to, the fear is always going to be a big component in this journey, right? Because we based our lives in fear, right? And this could be, you know, since we can remember, right? And when we are still doing things out of fear, right, it kind of shifts it to a lower vibrational by not trusting the universe and God. So you're going to see sometimes you're going to be like in a fork in a road. And these could be very minor. It can be a little bit more, more in depth. But it's kind of always going to have to, you're going to basically kind of either choose either or, right? And try not to complicate things more than they are, because you're just going to go round and round. Now, you're definitely going to be seeing a lot of truth in your environment, right? It's kind of what is playing out. It's not going to be so blindingly. You're definitely going to see it for what it really is. Now, the challenging part is, how do you overcome that? And how do you transmute that? One of the things that seem to be very prominent is to keep your boundaries still. And go based on your energy. Go based on the energy that you are getting. Even they might say, something that seems to be so normal, right? It's like, yeah. But then you know the truth of the matter is that there's some manipulation going on, right? So that is something that I wanted to share with you guys. For right now, the energy I feel is very pleasant, very quiet, and but we cannot guarantee the energy staying like this. But if you continue to be true to yourself and true to God and true to the things that are happening, to your emotions, then just keep moving forward ahead. There are going to be things that you're going to, there's going to be a second guessing yourself. But with that is a really trust in the process. And know that things are moving around. Things are being shaken. And the only thing is, honest, is to really be true to yourself and true to God when things are too big or too challenging for you to overcome, right? Give it to, surrender. Surrender that to Jesus, to God, to the universe, right? So, that is what I have for you guys. Much love. you will be, if you see finches, that is a message from God. It's confirmation. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 4. So it's really in divine truth, divine timing. And there was 5, so change is here. 6, it's all about balancing this beautiful journey, this act, this play that we are doing. And then we have the cardinal here. So we do have our spirit guides letting you know that they're here for us to call on them for assistance, right? All right, namaste, my beautiful friends.